Fabian grew up in turbulent times, as does everyone, because all times are turbulent. The only modifier being one's proximity to a turbulent zone and its intensity. As the motions toward war began to fester in Europe, he was enjoying himself at university. It was probably the first protracted period of enjoyment in his life, a newfound liberty from the drabness and solitude of his childhood, which up until then he'd considered the normal state of affairs. He had only lived a fraction of his life. Most of it was still ahead of him. Hope and excitement were a matter of course. So Fabian was not unduly concerned with the impending war. He had been relatively unscathed by the Great Depression due to his father's dry but steady employment in the mid to upper rungs of the civil service. It was perhaps due to his father's irrational and implacable hatred of the Irish that he immersed himself in the tales of Irish myth, the stories of Cuchulainn being his favourite. Cuchulainn was born with the name Setanta. His mother was Diechtine, the sister or daughter of Trachud Mac Nessa, the king of Ulster. His father was the god Lug. There are different versions of the story of his birth. They all involve a group of Ulstermen out hunting for magical birds when they are forced to take shelter from a sudden snowstorm. In one version, Diechtine rides with them. In another, she's the wife of the man who hosts them for the night, presumably the god Lug. Either way, she becomes pregnant and gives birth to Setanta. What immediately strikes me about this are the magical birds, the common thread between the different versions. They become a metaphor, just hinted at, an undercurrent of birds. It makes me think there should be subterranean stories written beneath this one, like a succession of ancient cities that lie beneath each other, deeper and deeper into the past. It would be built from symbols rather than words, images of birds perhaps. Those birds would have to fly at such a great depth that they would barely be noticeable. How would they connect with the story on the surface? It would have to be a courtship, playful and coy. The different stories must desire each other. Cuchulainn was a smith whose house was guarded by a ferocious dog. Setanta killed it in self-defense, and when Cuchulainn was upset about it, Setanta had to take its place until a suitable canine replacement could be found. Thenceforth he was known as Cuchulainn, Cuchulainn's hound. He had black hair. In other versions of the story he was blonde, or had hair which was brown, red and yellow in different layers. Fabian liked to think of him with dark hair. He had black hair himself, and piercing blue eyes, like a Siberian husky. People found them shocking to look at. Attractive, yet vaguely repellent. One's gaze kept returning to them, along with the desire to look away. Fabian's eyes gave him an edge. He had other similarities with the hero. Both were handsome, diminutive in stature, boyish in appearance, beardless, and had many lovers. Cuchulainn was renowned for his extreme battle frenzy. The tendons in his neck would bunch up into great knots bigger than babies' heads. One eye would come out of its socket and rest on his cheek. The other would be sucked back into his skull. His lungs and kidneys were visible in his throat. He would kill everything in sight, friend or foe. It made no difference. It took scores of women baring their breasts in front of him to distract him long enough to allow the other men to cool him off in successive barrels of water. This was where their similarities ceased.